Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Their pictures are on the front of every paper this morning, and rightly so. The 48 children that never came home in 1981 from the Stardust. Yesterday, they got the start of justice when an inquest chaired by Dr. Myra Cullinan, who was our coroner here in Cork for years, and I saw her in court and I sat in her court many, many times. And when I saw she would be chairing the inquest a year ago, I said to myself, she'll do them justice. And yesterday she did. Antoinette, my old pal, originally from Coolock, you knew some of the, you were very young yourself, but you knew, was it the French family were affected by this? Good morning.
Yeah, Michael French. Michael was one of the five people that weren't identified for 25 years. Nick and Peg French, who's Michael's parents, were great friends with my parents.
Yeah.
Ironically, Michael French lived in the fourth house on the top of our road.
Yeah.
And Johnny Colgan lived in the last house. And we lived in the middle.
Yeah.
Now, my parents were going out that night and they were going to go to the Stardust. And Dad said, oh, I'm not going there. That'd be full of kids tonight. So they went out to the summit and out.
Yeah.
So there was somebody looking over my parents that night that they didn't go. So they went out to the summit anyway and come home. They knew nothing about the fire because they would have come back in the opposite end because like they came in from Holt.
Yeah.
So they went to bed, knew nothing about it. 3 o'clock in the morning, there was a knock at Dad's door. Now, Dad was the go-to person. If there was anything wrong, they knocked at our door.
Right.
Because they knew Dad would help.
Yeah.
So it was Mick at the door. And obviously Mick was upset, and his dad said, what's wrong, Mick? He said, I need to get into the mortuary, he said, the city morgue. And dad said, why, what's wrong? He said, you're not here. And dad said, no. He said, there was a fire in the Stardust, he said, and Michael was down there. So dad ran up, got himself dressed, and he was bringing Mick, because Mick had no car. So dad was bringing him in. And when he got to the top of the road, Jimmy Dunn, Liam Dunn's father, was standing at the corner. So he stopped and he said, everything all right, Jimmy? And he said, I have to get into the city morgue. He said, Liam was in the Stardust. So he brought Jimmy in as well. So Dad said, no, I was only 8. So, you know, all I know is the stories that was told to me by people that were involved, people whose children died and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing I remember is the smell in the air.
Yeah.
Now, we lived, like, in a car. It takes us about 15 minutes to get to where the Stardust is.
Uh-huh.
But you could get that smell. And it'll always stay with me. It's just an awful, awful smell.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, Dad was like the go-to person, so he brought Jimmy and Mick into the city morgue, but they told Jimmy that Liam was in the manor hospital, so Dad left Mick in the mortuary and brought Jimmy over to Liam in the manor hospital and came back then to Mick. But Mick stayed there for 5 days, waiting to see if Michael's body was identified.
Yes.
He wouldn't leave. He stayed there all the time. And they got to a stage like that they couldn't identify anybody else, so they had to close the kind of identification process.
Yes.
And they had to wait 25 years until the five bodies were exhumed to get the DNA from them.
I'd forgotten about that.
For Michael to be actually identified.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah. But the five bodies are buried together. And Mick and Peg kind of picked, right, this is Michael's grave as such. And they used to go to that grave and they kept it up, you know, maintained it and whatever. And there was another couple used to be there as well. And when the bodies were exhumed, the grave that Mick and Peg were at were actually the other couple's son. And Michael was in the grave that couple went to.
Because no one knew exactly who they were burying.
Nobody knew who was who.
Oh, my God.
You know, but...
When you think about it, Antoinette, you were eight. Your parents, your dad had said, no, I'm not going there. There'll all be young crowd tonight. Yeah. God.
Yeah, he just said, no, I'll be full of kids, I'm not going there, you know.
That must keep you awake.
My dad was older. It is frightening to think, you know, because my dad lived till he was 88. He only died in February, God rest him.
Yeah.
But, like, I could have lost my parents that night. Yeah. Only, as I said, there was somebody looking over them that night that stopped them from going there.
Mm. Years ago, a great friend of mine said, have you ever seen it? Have you ever been out there? I said, no, I hadn't. And I was fascinated by the story. So she drove me out there, and the little memorial park had opened, and we just stood there. And I thought,
That's down the bottom of my mum's road.
Is it really?
That's in Coolock. But where the fire was, like, as I said, it's about a 15-minute drive from there.
Yeah.
But because there were so many people from Coolock, and it was a park, it was kind of more... What's the word I'm trying to look for?
It was a better locality.
It was a nicer place to put it, rather than in an industrial estate.
Yeah, and it is a beautiful little memorial.
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous. And it's, do you know what? It's so well kept.
It is.
There's never been anybody damage it, because we've all been worried on the Stardust, you know, everybody knows, from babies all the way up to elderly people. You know, we all know, like my children know, like I've told my children about it, you know, and it'll always be a huge part of Coolock.
Yeah.
Of the people.
Yeah.
That lost their lives that night.
Yeah, the 48 children who never came home.
One thing that always really got my goat, when that building was refurbished, utterly Kate went to the families and asked, could he put a plaque on the floor, on the dance floor?
This was the manager. Yeah.
With all those people's names. Like, that'd be literally like dancing on the grave. Now, obviously, the family said no, because, you know...
That literally would have been, wouldn't it? God.
It would have been.
Good Lord.
But that just shows the respect that man had for those people. That he wanted to put a plaque on the ground.
Well, you know, we know now,
like,
Antoinette.
Whatever they're putting on a wall. Yeah. But not on the ground.
We know now that he tried not once but twice to stop a verdict of unlawful killing being returned.
Yeah.
Not once, but twice. He tried again over Easter.
Yeah.
Do you think justice was served yesterday, or is there more? There's talk in the papers this morning that the guards may reinvestigate this. Do you think they should?
I hope they do, because those families have fought for 43 years for justice for their loved ones.
Yeah.
And it's not only those 48 people that are affected. There were so many people injured in that fire too.
Did you see the guy on Prime Time last night?
I did, yeah. He is actually what you call it.
His name escapes me now. Is it Jim?
Jim, yeah, he goes in and investigates. You know, he'll go into a pub, that fire exit is blocked type thing. I can't think of the word of what he is. But I remember him being in a pub. I was in the pub one night, and there was a band on. And there was a speaker blocking the fire exit.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up to the manager, and he said to him, can you move that speaker?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jimmy is burnt from head to toe.
His hands, at one point yesterday, he put his hands on the table.
Yeah. But he has scars from head to toe from being in that fire.
Because he went back in, he got out, he went back in, and there was two girls.
Because there were two girls stuck.
He got them out, and then fell.
Yeah, and he got trampled.
He's a hero.
Oh, he really is, you know, and to see him, like, even now, like, obviously I haven't seen him in years, but I give him a meeting, he'll talk to anybody, you know, he's not, he doesn't hide away his scars, and if you say to him, Jesus, what happened to you, he'll tell you.
I imagine.
You know, he's not, like, he fought, like, as I said, that night in the pub. My man said, oh sure, it's only a speaker, it'd be grand. And he took out his warrant card and said to him, you've 2 minutes to move it, or I close this pub.
Yeah, but the minute you see the hands, you know he's talking from experience.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know? I was in a party one night, Antoinette, in Vincent's in Marino. I was the DJ at a party. And afterwards, we were having a pint and just chilling out. And I was introduced to someone whose cousin had died in the Stardust.
Yeah.
And I think that was where my interest was piqued, because we sat down and we drank a pint together, and the guy just said to me, John was his name, he said, you're a journalist. I said, I am. He said, you haven't a clue. That story has to come out someday. He said, you really haven't a clue.
Like, there's so many people like that were injured that night, you know, like Antoinette Keegan, like her two sisters were killed, Antoinette got out. Like, she had to live with that all her life. She fought for justice for the 48.
Yeah.
Like, that was the girl that she blessed herself on the telly.
Yeah.
And, yeah, her two sisters were killed in the Stardust. She was put into an induced coma. She didn't even know her sisters had died.
Yeah.
When she was woken up, they told her then that I said she didn't even get to go to her funeral.
It was an awful chapter. I remember you were 8. I was a teenager, a lazy teenager that used to spend most of Saturday in bed with the telly. And I remember watching Charlie Bird.
Yeah, I remember, like, Charlie, obviously there was memorials and stuff, and Charlie was always there. And he was always a great, great supporter and helping people to get, you know, to let everybody else know what happened. You know, personally now, I go into a pub because I've been wearing on the Stardust. I automatically check to make sure all fire exits are clear.
Yeah.
You know, because it's kind of embedded in the back of my head.
Of course.
You know,
is.
There could be a fire.
Yeah.
And we were actually in the premises in Cork. It was actually the day after my wedding.
Yeah.
And we were sitting outside, and whatever way I looked, there was a chain around the door. And I went in, and I won't tell you what I said.
I know you
don't
know.
Absolutely. I said to him, get it off it now. And your man's looking at me going, what's the problem? I said,
it's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I am born and reared, I said, in Dublin. I said, where the stardust was, I said, and I am not sitting there watching it all. But the lock is broken. I don't care if the lock is broken. Get that chain off that door now.
Yeah.
I said, you get it off. I said, or I'm going out there. I said, there's a chair outside. I said, I will put it through that glass. You're right.
And she would. And she would. Antoinette, I'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Your memories, her dad helping to helping afterwards. Her dad, who that night, think about this, her dad and mom were going out that night, and her dad said, I'm not going there. It'll be full of kids. They went somewhere else instead. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, her dad was driving their friends to the morgue to identify their kids. God almighty. John, good morning.
Good morning. I watched the programme last night on Prime Time and followed everything that has come on radio and print today, Honest Media. But the frightening thing about this, like, by my calculations, right, I mean, there's 9 governments have come and gone since that tragedy, right?
In or around, yeah.
Really, yeah, and to really bring it home, if you break it down and put the years to one side, it's 14,719 days since those children lost their lives. My God, isn't that a disgrace? And in 14,719 days, it took up to yesterday before they got any form of justice. Now, something has to come out in the back of that, because as you know, you followed the courts long enough yourself. The inquest now has no legal bearing, right?
No, I suppose people should know, John, and you're right. I sat in inquest courts for years, and I sat in Dr. Cullinan's court, and I make that point again. When I saw last year that she would be chairing the inquest, I said that she'll do the best for them, and my God, she did.
But
an inquest... An inquest has no legal bearing on who's to blame, what's to blame. But they can take the file from the inquest and reinvestigate this.
They can. Oh, it has to be reinvestigated at this stage. No. It just can't be left here. No. And this idea that, you know, that the government will issue some formal apology. What I would want to see, I think we need a million, pick a day going forward. No, we need one day for and have a minute silence right around the country. We clap there for the workers at the HSC and whatever. A minute silence. I want to see the present government and everyone at Dáil Éireann standing in Dublin Castle in the foyer, in the yard, right? And I want to see every member of previous governments that are still alive standing there as well, with their head bowed because they let those children down. Big time.
John, I think this is one of the best calls I've ever taken from you.
Thanks very much. Appreciate that.
Cheers, fella.
Cork's 96 FM.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.